The Lord bless you, family. Today is Sunday, June the 14th, 2015. And for the last few days, the Lord has not been speaking to me in the sense of giving a message, but he has been allowing me to see exactly what he was doing and what he's up to. So I want to share that with you. And also, Carol had a perspective. She had an encounter with the Lord in heaven, and Ezekiel had a prophetic dream. So I'm going to go ahead and put the all three together here. Two nights ago, when I didn't get a message because I was just too exhausted, I saw the Lord sitting and weeping, and I spent time with him in worship. But I didn't have a message to share with you. In fact, he sent me to bed because I was so tired. And then again today, when I came into worship, he was again weeping, and he had his head down, and he was crying. And I put my arms around him and held him, stroking his hair very gently, and very much like the angel, the illustration of the angel in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the Lord was weeping, and the angel was holding him. So when I woke in the morning, I came back into worship, and it was the same thing. He was still sitting and weeping, and very, very sad, and just nothing else was going on. I mean, this was just totally the message, that he was very, very sad and grieved. In the meantime, Carol, our assistant, was taking one of her classes with Inside Out. She's training to be a leader. And this particular day, she was practicing going to heaven with the group. And this was her seventh time having gone to heaven. And this is what she relates that happened. She said, "Everything was different and strange today. Like Jesus was there, but not there. He was trying to get my attention, but I was thinking about myself and what new thing we could do together. And he seemed so quiet and sad. I finally said, 'I'm sorry, we'll do whatever you want to do.' So he took my hand and brought me to my balcony again." This is a familiar place for her in heaven. And we sat on a beautiful wrought iron bench together. Buddy, my dog that went to heaven, came running and jumped up on Jesus and was licking his face. I didn't get it at the time, but then I realized that he didn't come to see me. He was jumping all over Jesus. And he wasn't saying, 'I'm so excited to see you, because I love you.' But he was saying, 'I'm excited to see Jesus because I want to make him feel better.' It dawned on me finally that he was trying to comfort him. On the other side of the bench, Jesus' lion came to me and nuzzled me a bit. I petted his huge head and looked around for other animals, but the sadness pervaded everything. I finally realized how deeply he is suffering right now. I looked over and he was just sobbing. He is about to unleash the final blow, the thing that happens before we go home. I held him, weeping and singing, 'I love you, Lord,' and I lift my voice to worship you. O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and may it be a sweet, sweet sound to your ear. I looked up, and Abba Father came, and together we put our arms around Jesus to comfort and love him. Then I knelt before him and laid my head on his hands and just prayed for a way to comfort him. Shortly after that, we were all called back to our class." So she had a similar experience to my experience, which was during my worship, he was sitting on a bench with his head down and weeping as though there was even a puddle of tears on the ground beneath him. I worshiped and sang to him, and very little seemed to move him. Now, this is my experience this evening. I went through all my Terry McAlmon songs, but nothing had any effect on him whatsoever. Then I thought to myself, I'll try one of my songs. So I played Wedding Day. And as I played it, he looked up at me and joined in singing the song to me. In this song, he sings to me, and then I repeat it back to him. In any case, that began to minister to him for a short time. Then I lost sight of him. Now, the other thing that happened is around the time that I was having worship with the Lord, and mind you, I had been in worship for 4 hours before any of this happened, so it's been a very long, long day, a very quiet time. But the other thing I wanted to share with you is the dream that Ezekiel had around the same time I was in worship. He was out in a desert area where there was a single building, an open-air hangar for planes. It looked and felt like southeastern California, the desert near El Centro. Ezekiel relates that there were five of us standing inside the hangar to get out of the heat. We heard a noise and looked back to the west, and a large aircraft was coming towards us, flying low. It began to nose up, and we could see the undercarriage had a large torpedo-shaped bomb attached to it. It released the bomb and flew out of sight. All of a sudden, over some sand hills, we heard an enormous explosion and saw a huge red fireball. As soon as that happened, we heard the sound of several planes coming toward us, and they began to fire at the hangar. We could see the bullets hitting the ground. They were strafing rounds, all in a line. We were desperately looking for somewhere to hide as the planes continued to circle and fire at us. Miraculously, no one was hit, and the planes flew away. So, in addition to this, or in spite of it all, the Lord did speak to Ezekiel, and he said that he's coming immediately, not soon, but now. And he also said, give a word of admonition, he said, linger for his bride. Linger long and slow, dreamy and intoxicated in our love for each other. You are my beloved. You are my beloved. You are so my beloved. And you have captured my very heart and soul, my very being. You say that I am your regal bridegroom and your majestic heavenly spouse. I say that you are the heart of my heart and the very life that flows inside of it. You are my beloved, my bride, my bright and shining one, in whom all of my deep devotion, love, and affections reside, and whom I am so very, very pleased with. You in whom I find all my delight. I am so happy at last to bring you into the home of my Father. And Ezekiel had another word to quote from the scriptures. The Lord said to him, "This is what I would have you to do. Be still and quiet your soul like a child. Like a child on his mother's knees, so should your soul be within you." That's Psalm 131. Well, family, this is a very bittersweet message. On the one hand, the Lord is looking forward to having his bride with him in heaven. On the other hand, he's so deeply grieved over the souls that are going to be lost for eternity. So let's concentrate our attention on praying for the souls that need mercy, that when all of this starts, that they won't be lost, but that they will be added to the kingdom somehow in that last hour. God bless you.